Yeah, right. That pay of Aleph, we're up to two lines from the top. Rabbi Yechiden says that what that if we that this chazaka, that we see the children hugging to their mother, it tells us that not only are they koyanim as far as kachin, but also as far as yuchsin. And according to the Taisas, yuchsin means even working the base of Mikdash. But also the Rabbi Yechiden, even though it's only a chazaka, Rabbi Yechiden is consistent with the view of Rabbi Yechiden. But Rabbi Yechiden, malkin ala chazaka, the Gemara was explained that sometimes just the fact that we're chazaka, we assume something, we already give malkas based on that. So clean, no, it's the established the status we rely on this on the chazaka, and then after we have edim that status committed an aveda. So clean v'soifin ala chazaka, we will stone and we will burn based on a chazaka as well. We establish through a chazaka that someone is a daughter and the father has relations with her, then they get burned. Being surfing truma ala chazakas, but we will not burn truma based on a chazaka, as we'll see. Now the Gemara explains. Malkin al chazakas, we'll give malkas based on assumption. The neighborhood assumed she was a nida because she was wearing the clothes, the white clothes that only a nida wears. Baila loike, the husband will get malkas if they see him having a relationship with her while she is a nida.
Even though they don't know for sure,
just a chazaka.
Could be her other clothes during the wash.
Exactly. But the actual mice was based on Aegis. The status quo to establish her position, her situation, the chazaka can do it.
What are other people doing seeing?
No, it's theoretical. It's theoretical.
Seeing what?
Nobody's going into their bedroom to see they're having a relationship. But theoretically, if they...
No, if two Aegis saw them going into a room and they looked like very passionate right before they went in, so then... As we'll, yeah.
They give him a saw before he goes in, and he says, "I understand your saw, despite that I'm going in.
I'm
going
to do the wrong thing anyway."
That's right. Next is cycling with soya chazaka. We burn them, we stone mesa chazakas, get abravuna, abravuna. Ish vi isha, if there's a man and a woman, a tiddik, the next is a boy and a girl. Shake di lubatech abai. Whenever someone gets married, we don't know where they're from, but they're living together as a family unit for a while. And these scullions, if let's say the brother or sister have relations, they're going to get stoned over the father and the daughter. And these surfaces, as they will get burnt. Because how do you know that this is the son of the daughter? Purely a chazaka. That's good enough to establish the status. Or the son of the mother's killer. There was a story. Beisha, a woman, she bossed the shalayim. She moved into shalayim. But tinning murkav lak seifa. She was carrying a child on her shoulder. Big dilta, and she raised him with bola, and then she and that child eventually had relationship. Vehevi and lebezna were warned with soklum, and they were stoned. They were stoned. Why? And how do we know that this is the daughter? The only thing you're stoned is of a mother and a son. How do you know this is the son? Because we assume that way, and that's enough.
So if you adopt a child, there's already...
You have to tell people. So we assume that there's a family, and she never said otherwise. Not because we know for a fact it's a son. They behaved like a mother and a son. However, when it comes to Truma, they're stricter. It is. We'll kill people, but we're not going to burn food, Truma, because it's so holy. They ain't surfing Truma ala chazakas. We will not burn Truma based on assumption. That's pretty amazing. So we're prepared to kill people based on a chazaka, but we're not going to burn the truma, which is so holy. You're not allowed to burn truma unless you know it's a mitzvah, it's tamei, unless you know for a fact that it's tamei. But chazaka is not good enough. We'll soon see we don't need necessarily a fact, but we need a very strong assumption. An ordinary assumption is not going to be good enough. Rabbi Shimon Lelki said that we will burn on based on an assumption. Rabbi Yechiel ain't surfing, you don't burn. Now they're talking about a specific case, but also tamayu the following consistent view. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, you found the kid standing next to a piece of dough that's on the ground, the butts of a yod, he has a piece of dough in his hand. So the pastor's, where did this dough come from the dough over there? And according to Rashi, because this has different child together, according to Rashi, we know for a fact the child took it. So there's no suffix that the child took the dough from that thing there. No, but what's the suffix over here? The suffix here is the child himself tummy or not? That's the suffix. Is the child tummy or not?
And then he touched the dough.
Definitely touch the dough because he's dough in his hand. Now, why should a child be tummy? Because he plays around in the dirt, and in the dirt you have all kind of tummy creatures. Shrotzim. Is that meyer? But not. It's not 100% sure the child. It's roi probability.
But isn't it just the thing of the child that's like
What's like that? There's no suffix is playing in the mud. Every child plays in the mud. And there's no and the suffix is only what he came in contact with in the mud. And there's no suffix he touched Isa because he definitely touched it because he's standing right next to it and he has it in his hand. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns the suffix is not. Definitely he is Tameh. The suffix is whether he's the one who took it. Could maybe another, just because maybe a man took a piece of the dough, gate put it in this guy's hand, in this kid's hand. Okay, anyway. Says the Gemara. So Rabbeinu, he rave tenaikis, what's going on here? Why the chametame mipnei shadarko shel tinul tapeyach? A young child when peyam at aleph middle, a young child plays around in the dirt. So we ask, in all probability, the child is tummy. And the way Rashi learns, Pshat, like he says, that the child touched the dough that was on the floor, but Ayi has dough in his hand. So what's the Rameh's opinion? My time with Rameh holds, remember, Chayshin Lemiyut. So, but yeah, but not against the rave. However, Ksav rave tonight is metavchin. The majority of the kids play around in the dirt. Umiyut ain't metavchin. We have a miyut who don't. And the Isa becheskes tohayrei medes, but this Isa has a chazaka till now. Till the child came and touched the Isa was what he called was a chazaka being tar. So what do we do? V'smeich miyuta lechazaka. We take the miyut that maybe the child did not become tummy, or that maybe the child did not even play with the dirt. Together with the chazaka, the combined with the chazaka that this Isa was toy till now. And according to Meir, Chashin Lemiyuta, so the Miyut still remains. He add the Miyut, the Chazaka, and the Miyut together are stronger than the Chazaka. Isa Leruba, so it's stronger than the Raiv. And therefore, we say that it's Tahir. However, the Rabbanan, they disagree altogether. They hold in a Chashin Lemiyuta. When you have a Raiv against the Miyut disappears. So what do you have a Raiv versus a Chazaka? We have a rule, Raiv and Chazaka. Mar Chulin tells us, Chazaka, Raiv is always stronger. Raiv quashes the Chazaka. But Rabbanan, Miyuta command the lesser dam, the Miyut as if it's non-existent. And Ruba, the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. And Raiv, Chazaka, Raiv is better. So therefore, what do you call it? Omer Ishlach, like you says, Mishum Rabbeisha, Zuhi Shesarfin Olez Atruma. Since Rabbanan say we go Reiv versus the Miyut, and we're going to assume the Chazaka that is Tameh, this Chazaka, this Reiv is strong enough that we are actually going to burn the Truma based on this Reiv. Shesarfin Olez Atruma. Rabbi Yechon says, Ein Zu Chazaka Shesarfin Olez Atruma. This is not good enough. As Tais explained, this is actually a weak Reiv. And a weak Reiv we're not going to burn on, only a strong Reiv. So what's a strong Reiv? Next case. What's in that case? Kid, now we learn. Isa b'teicha bayis. You have a piece of dough in your house, and you have shirotzim mutzfardim metapim shom. You have the like lizards, and you have frogs. Frogs are not from the shirotzim, but halto is from the shirotzim are playing there. So it could be that the child becomes tummy. Could be not. Venim to chaticha. The thing is, venim not child. So venim to chaticha b'isa. Shotzim metami when they're dead, but we see with pieces of here. Venim to chaticha b'isa. We find pieces of these. Either shirotzim and frog, we cannot tell what these pieces of meat are.
If it's from a
shirotzim, it's tameh, and if it's a frog, it's not. So, im shirotzim tameh, and the reiv shirotzim will be tameh, and the reiv. And so, why is it stronger? Because it's a question not on the east, it's a question on the house. If this house has been established to have reiv shirotzim, so the whole house is tameh, so then it's tameh. And it's that strong that will even burn based on this chazaka. What's a chiluk? Why is it stronger than the case before? So Rashi explains that this is called a reiv de isa kaman versus the previous case is a reiv de lesser kaman. Reiv de lesser kaman means a universal rule. The universal rule is that kids play in the dirt. That's a universal rule. So that's called a reiv de lesser kaman. A reiv de isa kaman is this house. There are more shirotzim than tzfardim. So then this house, we know there's a reiv. And the reiv de isa kaman is much stronger because it's right in front of us. Not just a universal rule. In other Gemaras, we learn in other Amoraim HaFaket that a Reiv the Lesser Kaman is much stronger than a Reiv the Isa Kaman. Why? Because a Reiv the Lesser Kaman has no Miyut counteracting it. By saying a Reiv the Isa Kaman, Reiv the Isa Kaman has a Miyut right here, but with Arsal Tzvardim
here. It only applies here.
No, but the Arsal Tzvardim here. So I know it's not a Tzvardim that touched the Isa. The fact is, there's a Miyut. In the Miyut Lesser Kaman, there's no Miyut here. There are some kids who don't play in the dirt, but could be this kid 100% playing in the dirt. In this house, you can never say 100% that it's Tameh. Never. because it's in the meat, it's right here. So they argue that Rubi Issa Kaman is much weaker than Rubi Issa Kaman. But here, the Gemara here, that Peyam and Al Gedushin holds that Rubi Issa Kaman is much stronger, and that's what Rabbi Yechon holds. And this kind of chalaka you will burn. So the Gemara Tani goes, Rabbi Yechon, look, Rabbi Yechon, that what? That over here, that the Rabbanan Amitame as a suffix. Two things we don't have any idea to ask. We know we learn from Saita that in order for a Safik Tameh to be a Safik Tameh, you have to have Das Lishon. Otherwise, there's no Safik Tameh, it's not Tameh. But there are two cases where there's no Das Lishon yet. Also, Chacham, Kimisha Das Lishon, you have to have Das Lishon. Tinuk, the case of a Tinuk. In the previous, you can ask a child, no, did you play the dirt or not? But it's so strong as we assume that you played the dirt as if you had Das. So we see what? And we treat like a Saita, which is only a Safik, Safik Tumah. And that's how we're going to say, Safik Tumah. How can you burn? It's not a Vada. It's only a suffix. It's only Kimishi is by Dazli Shol, so therefore it's only a suffix. We're not going to burn. That's how Bechon argues the Shlokshin holds the previous case of a child. We're not going to burn. In the second case of the house, we are. What's the other case? If you have a piece of dough in your house, and there's over there rooster, the hens, and there's a mashkim tameim liquid that is tameim, and you found that the rooster or the hens had pecked at the dough, and definitely they were drinking the water, and the question is why there was a running out of their mouths. Did they drink the water and be running out of their mouths? So therefore they became the metami, the dough, but from the water. We know that a living animal cannot become tummy, but we're talking about the liquid that's in their mouth might have spilled out onto the dough. Is toilin, we say it's a suffix. If this isa was made out of truma, we're worried that maybe some of the mashkin's port ran out of his mouth onto the isa. Now
that Pekarsky, all the Shalom Masters, when he was hearing us in Boston Kolov, he said, was what given the din, what gehad a top, a heiser top from milch, so sitzt auf dem Feuer, gekocht, was er reingesprungen in den top, a lebedeke Hindu, und er rausgesprungen vom top, was did the din from the milch? And we're sitting there and making a whole shakamatari, and after 5 minutes he laughs at us and says, waf das a reuser schmutzig. This reminds me of it to you.
Toily, it's a suffix. You suspend. You don't eat it, but nor do you burn. But this is the second case. Again, you see, it's a suffix. Kamisha is very nicely show. Amjumalevi, Leishon, the masculine volume. I'm talking about only liquid that's transparent, so you can't really tell on the dough whether it hits to hit there or not. Our mashka dermi, but if it's red, then there's no suffix here. Manushek, if you see red stains there, you know that there was wine. If there's no red stains there, you know it didn't happen, so there's no suffix. It means it's not immediate. Dilma, perhaps, Bolasinu, Isa. Freddy Gemara, perhaps it got absorbed into the dough. What's the rai? I'm reichin the dough is a shama berebi. We heard it from a great man, Rabbi Shur Malevi, Pirush Loishama. We didn't really hear out exactly what he said. And this is what he meant to say. Loishana, when do we say that? What do you call it? Even though Rabbi Shur Malevi just said, it depends if it's transparent water red. If within red itself, he made a difference. Loishana, mashkin, so even red, if it's like clear water, then even though it's red, it can get absorbed and get lost in eventually. That it's so clear, the red, that you can see the image of the child. It's like then he gets lost in it. But if it's filthy or heavy, that it's not transparent, even though it's red, then that stains.
You can see reflection in the liquid.
That's right. Exactly. That means it's clear. It's clean. Yeah. One man should never be alone with two women. But one woman can be with two men, because two men are not going to commit a sin. Two women you can seduce, and they'll both participate. Two men are embarrassed of each other, so nothing's going to happen. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ish echad misyachin shtei noshim." Rabbi Shimon holds even one man can be misyachin with two women. When bisman she ishta imai, when his wife is with him. There's a big machlek is how do you read bisman she ishta imo? Is it part of af ish echad misyachin shtei noshim
ishta ishta? One of the two noshim?
No, it's the third one. Or bisman she ishta is the next part. If is he just arguing ish echad misyachin noshim? Full stop. Then bisman she ishta imo, the yashin imo and puniki, he can sleep with them in the same hotel. Mivnei she ishta mishra marta, his wife is there as well. A person can be alone with his mother, his daughter, the Yashanima and the kid of Basa. They can even sleep close, touching each other. However, the daughter grew up. They should wear clothes. My time, what's the reason? Tonet ve'leyo. So Tonet says, Leyo learned, Hoyil ve'noshim daitan kalas aleyan. Because it's easier to seduce two women, that they both participate. Because they share these kind of thoughts and everything else, so therefore they can mashing it. Two men will be embarrassed from each other. How do you know the whole concept of Yichud from the Torah? It says, it says a pasuk, if you will be seduced by your brother Ben Imecha, the son of your mother, and so on and so forth. What do you mean, the son of your mother? Ben Amos Macy's, Ben of Ainu Macy's, well, only the son of your mother seduces you. And the Rabbi Jezal was talking about. And the son of your father.
After the whole Masechta Sota and the whole Gittin, and now we're in the last two pages of Masechta Gittin, now we're going to say, what's Haste Yichud? In Sota. In Sota, where he's Ha'ish Makanu. And Makanu the Ishtu.
We'll have it in Sanhedrin as well. We'll have all this. We're getting to the end of Kedushin. You've got to put it in somewhere.
The last three pages, we decided to tell
you. Well, remember Masechta Gittin, when we start telling us what kind of, when you should divorce your wife in the last Mishnah? When it build up, you know, this is the punchline.
Put it in Saita, where Ish Makana, Makana
Okay.
That's all about Yichud.
Ella, let me tell you, we're talking about Yichud, now we're talking about Yichud. Ella, let me tell you, Ben Mizyachin Imimo, I tell you, Ben Aim, because generally a son is close with his mother, there's no din of erva. The osel is yachni kol shabbat tayda. The son can be close to the mother, but no other erva. Pasha dekra maksi. So okay, that's the drash. What's the pasha? Interesting, the Gemara says it. That's the drash. Tell me the pasha from the pasuk. Why taka does it highlight Ben Yimelcha and your son of your father doesn't seduce you? I want to buy you loyim boy. Come on, no loyim boy Ben Ovid. The son of your father seduces you is terrible, and you have to get rid of him. You know why? Because he's doing out of hate. You're his nemesis because you're going to share in his yerusha, and he right away has this antipathy towards you. The son of he hates you. The Eisle hates his right. He's coming up with all kinds of advice. Ideas to ruin you. I'll feel the Benaim Lechayda who loves you because he's not feeling threatened by you. The Loisani Le Eimat Saisle. Maybe Shalizik Mashalon. That no, that you don't. A guy who is Macy's, you get rid of him altogether. No excuses. The Gemara name of Maslis Legab Bashal Seah Mishnu who says that two men can be trusted does not follow Bashal. Time we learn Kosh Loishin Yoim. The first 3 days a child never passes away. You don't have to give. You don't need a minion in a pompous ceremony. Three people is enough to go ahead and bury them. Yoitze Becheik. You don't need a proper mitzvah. You put them in a bag. The Nikver Beisha Achaz Veshnei Noshim. Three people is enough. One woman and two men. The mother and two other men. That's it. Not one man and two women, because things can happen, can go awry.
Why to the
funeral? I don't know if you know. We had Gemara Sanhedrin there. That's the way Gemara Sukkah we had. That the Yetzer Hara is worked very hard.
The Kohenim had to escort the Soita to the Mikdash.
Gemara will talk about it. Gemara will talk about it. That's something else.
That's
teach them to give him Hasra.
No, but the Chai is that they're in the Mikdash.
The Gemara, it's a modern Zach. Here the Gemara is actually going to have a Machlek. In the Gemara Sukkah, different base there, we had a clear. The Gemara with Safda, you know, mishpachas. You can't have a mix by a levaya. And here, the Gemara can bring a machlekes. It's not so simple. Oh, but there doesn't. Strange. Abba Sholem, Abba Sholem says, Abba Ish Echid Vishtei Noshim, comes to levaya, even one man, two women. So the Chedi argues in the Mishnah, he holds that one man, two women, also you can trust them. So the Gemara, no, I feel the Abba Sholem, B'shas Anin is Tov Yitzrei. When you're sad, your heart is broken. Who could think about these things? Even two women and one man is good enough. But Rabbanu, so how can the Rabbanu don't allow by a levaya one man or two women? So it says the pasuk, ma yis oinin. According to Yitzchok, we're going to tie. Yis oinin means being an oinin while you're sad that a close member of your family died. Ma yis oinin. Don't rely on the fact that you're an oinin that what you won't have any taivis. Adam chai, as long as you're living, gavra chatov, you always have to be vigilant and be vigilant over Yetzer Hara, because he will try to seduce you even in those worst situations. I feel b'shas ani nusa shel adam. Even then, your Yetzer Hara will try to overwhelm you and seduce you. So, what do we see from here clearly? A machlekes of b'shas when you're sad and depressed, you still have a Yetzer Hara. So here we have a machlekes, and we don't bring any machlekes. We just take it as a fact. Babashal, that place in Shalayim, you don't allow women come to the courts at all. Babashal. They don't.
Not to the kvura, not at the same time as the men. Okay. After the men leave,
then they go. Pregnant women, all that, neither. Babashol, Abashol, Kiksi, Vahu. No, Abashol says, no, Ludaninis. This is the Prad Pasik. But Misraim Amadois, a guy is complaining. Oh, how terrible it is. Kiksi, Vahakama. My Yisraim, what's clocks do? What are you complaining about? My Yisraim Amadois, what are you complaining about your life? Vichigavar Achatov. Are you a tzaddik over there? That's something that deserves everything. The biggest present the Eibush can give you is life, and you're living. So what are you complaining about? There's nothing to complain. No matter what, everything pales in significance. The fact that you're alive. What are you complaining? Well, you don't have enough money. You have this. You have a shalom bayit. You're living. Every morning you wake up, you're alive. Dank de Eibishter. Rabbanan, ki ahu maise, like the story that he eats this woman. So Rashi tells the story was that this woman, they make this woman over there. You're right. The Rabbanan say that they made believe that a child died, so the woman went out with two men to have a relationship with, or one man went out with two women. You're right. Maybe people are a bit sad when it happens, but it could happen. They make believe. They're so desperate to have a relationship that, and you can't have it at home because their husband or whatever it is, so they may believe the child died. So that's why the child was dead. Rashi, look at Rashi. But Rabbanan, I feel the Tovah Yitzchak could amr. Yes, Lachush Pamim she ain't shamaninis. But Oisin Atzmakilu Noisin Tinuk Mes. The child was dead. The Yitzin La Veda. Kehudu Da Hudu La Hudu Yitzchak Avikla Tinuk Chay Becheskes Meis Las La Veda. When did she die? The child. Tais has a whole different story. Tais has a story, the Avenging story about a guy who was ordered by the king to watch over somebody who was hanging on the tree, and this woman went to bury her child. And this guy saw the woman while she's crying. They never, she's burying a child alone. He came over to her and they had relations. And when they finally finished relations, they went back to the tree. Sorry, her husband died. Her husband died. So she was very upset. When they came back to, after they had relations, came back to the tree, the corpse was missing on the hanging of the tree. So the woman said to her, "No problem. Let's take my husband out of the grave, hang him up. No one knows the difference." And that's the story. So we see from there that Abundant Mona Brigadai, that even though she's oppressed, she can be seduced. So it's a different word altogether than Ashi. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, one woman. Only if they're good people, then you can have two men and one woman. But these people are promiscuous. Then I feel the best. And I mean, even 10 men, 10 men you can't. Because having Maizis wants a story. It's you. I saw the Bemita. 10 men took out a woman in the bed. That's the story you're talking about. 10 men took out a woman, made believe as if she died, and took her out. And when you got there, they all had relations with her. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I prove it to you that you know, the Mishnah says two men are trusting in the kosher men. But then you see the Gemara later, the kosher men that they're talking about doesn't exist. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Teida de michbri be'asor, the gunvi, that 2 10 men get together as a group, the gunvi kosher, they steal these heavy beams. Let me see my daddy. So we see if men want to join an aveda, even 10 men can join an aveda, no problem. So if 10 men decide to do an aveda with a woman, they'll join together. Name a Messiah, bring it out, look at what you said before. We give a site to 2 tamid chachamim with the husband, Shem Yovil Abaderech. So mashma tamid chachamim, the only men that we trust are tamid chachamim, not ordinary people.
They'll control themselves.
Shayin chacham, the yodil abaderech. That's not raya. You can't be right, there's din, a difference between shayim and that. These chacham, they know to tell her, to warn the husband, that you should know that if you have a relationship with your wife, the water won't do his job. When do we say that that one woman can be misyachem with 2 men inside the city precinct? Abel bederech, somewhere on the road in the middle of nowhere. Adji shloisha, we need 3. Why? Shema yitzarek echad mem lahashin. One that has to urinate, has to go away inside behind a tree or something. Venim to echem misyachem ever. The only one left, and who knows what can happen in those 3 minutes? Name one misayah, bring an eye in for sight. The moitzin loishnei tamil chomus. Now you have 3 men. The husband of 2 tam chom. Shema yavil abederech. Today vei, what loss is 3? Same word again, Hasim there, ki hecha de never le sadu. The reason why, not because we never want one alone with her, is because we need 2 witnesses. Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, have a ka'azli, but Urcha was traveling on the road, have a ka'azli, he eats a kamaya woman standing in front of them. Omale Rav le Rabbi Yehuda, Rav said Rabbi Yehuda, dal karech mekame gehenim. Let's hurry up and go in front of the woman. We should remove our knees in front of the gehenim, because we're standing walking behind a woman and we can have tigers, so we should run away. Maybe this comes to the idea, should we walk behind a woman? We had us also in Gimor Erevin. Amalei b'hamaru dom b'kshen shabadami. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rav, we're good people. We're tzaddikim. At least you are. What are you worried about? Amalei mi yeimad b'kshen ganovat. You think when we say kshen, you mean me, like Yehuda and Rav? No. Ki yemaygin Rav Chanina b'papi chavere, Rav Chanina b'papi and his friends. That's considered frum. That's a tzaddik. Me and you, we can't trust ourselves. Rav had to marry a woman in every city that he traveled, if you remember her name there. Every woman that he took because he didn't trust himself. Yeah, it's interesting.